You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the season premiere, season 15 of The Voice. We'll be covering episodes 1 and 2, and we are so excited, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
It's so hard to
I'm trying to do the intro for this. What's up? After Buzzers, welcome to The Voice season 15. We're covering episodes 1 and 2 tonight. We're going to get into our teams. We're forming all of our teams now. Team Blake, Team Kelly, Team Jennifer, or Team Adam. Before I get started, I'm Felicia Michelle, and I'm sitting next to some lovely, lovely ladies. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
I'm Sierra Stafford.
What's up, y'all? I'm Steph Sabra. Really excited about this season.
Yes, super excited.
Okay, so before we dive into the episodes and break down the teams and performances, what were, like, your highlights of the episodes?
My highlights were the moments the coaches had with the, the judges had with the new talent coming on. You know, I was like, wow. Like, just seeing the new talent in general, I was like, these people are so young and yet so talented. So I just think I'm so surprised to see, like, such young people have such a
powerful voices.
So I love that moment for me.
I agree. I really loved the parents, like, or whoever was supporting them. I was like, you're gonna make me cry. But then some of the kids, you know, you guys saw me, I was like, you're crying too much.
Literally, yeah.
Stop.
I was crying too, so I understood. You know, I understood that where they come from.
I think for me, I love an underdog, and I love someone who can have that some bounce back. Mm-hmm. So I was really feeling the contestant Mercedes, because, you know, she was there last season. Now she's back again this season. And I just love when people don't give up. Like, do not be a quitter in life. If you have a dream and you really want to do something, especially if it's hard, like, duh, it's not going to work the first couple times you try to do it. But you have to be persistent. And that's why I love The Voice, because it gives, like, people who are just real-life talented people, maybe who doesn't have connections, that platform, that opportunity to do that. So let's see, get into it. Speaking of Mercedes, she's on Team Blake.
Yes.
That was crazy. That caught us all off guard, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, because when we saw her last season, you know, Adam said some really, like, encouraging words to her, telling her to come back, and she really wanted to be Team Kelly, and Kelly turned around. When I saw Kelly turn around, I was like, oh yeah, she's for sure gonna pick Kelly. Then she picks Blake. Were you all like, oh my god, really?
I was, but I mean, once you see, like, you know, her mom loves Blake, and, you know, all the judges, they like to be messy, you know, they like to be messy. They're like, you know, Team Blake. So she was kind of peer pressured into it, you know, so it caught me off guard, but I knew why she did what she did at the end. So, you know.
Yeah, I was surprised, but I love her. Like, she's one of my favorites right now. Like you were saying, I love her style. I love, like, her aura, and I love that she came back, because it's true. Like, you never get anything worth it that quickly. So she went and did voice lessons, and you could tell, like, I feel like looking back at her last performances from last year, you can feel that emotion in her voice. Growth. So yeah. I feel like she's going to do really well this competition. Yes.
And she said she was also performing more, so that can actually add to, like, maybe the talents there, but, like, mm-hmm. When you have to get in front of, we're talking about this, like, when you have to get in front of a live audience to do something, it's totally different when you get in front of all those people. Like, yes, cameras are one thing, you know, but when you physically see all those people, not just the judges, but, like, the studio audience, and they stand. I don't know if you guys, I said, I was like, did they make the audience stand up? Because I'm like, everyone, they stood.
They did. I noticed that. They did stand up immediately. I was like, okay, that was a cue.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, got it.
I'm like, can y'all cue them when it gets to, like, the climax of the song? Because it's kind of odd. They just stand up in the beginning, like, it's church, like, time for him.
What they say? Be ready, I need so that in my life, though. Like, I need people on cue to just, like, stand up and clap, like, when I walk through.
I'm with that.
It's me.
Or just, like, move out of the line, like, the Starbucks line for me. Like, let me just go right to the front of the line. Like, move out the way in that aspect.
You got an online order.
What?
App order.
Never say you the app, yeah.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A does it, too.
What? Why am I just finding this out?
Hey, girl, get with it or get lost.
This is
nothing good comes easy, like Mercedes taught us.
Hey,
but fashion. I'm done with y'all. Mercedes, I loved her. Her aura is just different this time around. And I really did. We were really feeling her outfit, though. I'm just saying. Like, I was like, I would wear that outfit. That was super cute.
Yes.
She came bold from the vocals to the outfits to the persona. Everything was just right. So I'm with you. I love Mercedes. I love me some Mercedes already.
I wonder if Kelly's going to try to pull a move later on in this. I don't know. That's a prediction. So let me just save that to the very end of the show. And with Blake, too, we also see Cameron Marlowe. Girl, I'm thinking about it. I was like, does that sound like the wine? Is that the wine? I was like, is this just what I want to hear? No, Cameron Marlowe. So we saw him out there. He's playing his guitar. You guys, okay, so we watch the show together. If you guys don't know, like, after Buzz, there's a time to decide for us to watch our shows together as a panel. So oftentimes we talk about things prior to getting on here. I try not to, but the look on y'all face was like, Felicia, we talked about this. How did you feel about Cameron's performance and the fact that he was selected? Because mind you, not everyone is selected during the blind auditions.
I literally wrote Cameron and under it. Like, I feel bad. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I just wrote country.
And wait, it's kind
of... I was salty because Ayana Johnny, yes. I believe. Like, I know she can... I feel like there wasn't much difference. I feel like both of them were missing that wow factor. Mm-hmm. But both of them have talent. So it kind of pissed me off that he was picked over her. But I do think that in the country genre, he could be really great.
I kind of have to agree. Like, I kind of wrote like Cameron. I mean, but that's just being honest. And no shade to him. Like, he was really good. But you know, the judges like who they like, and sometimes you need that wow factor. And we saw like this season. You know, some people had it, but they didn't give us that. Like, okay, like she sold us. And you know, sometimes you just have those people. And it's, yeah.
No, but that's. Sorry, that's not fair because that's not fair because I feel like if you say that everyone wants a wow factor, and we talk about wanting a wow factor, people having a wow factor, why is that not applicable? Like, where's the rubric of wow factor? Because they picked people and turned around for some people so quickly and others they didn't. For example, with Cameron, they like immediately turn around. And matter of fact, in my notes for Cameron say, why in the world did they all easily turn around for him, but not for Radha, the girl who is actually on, whose team is she on? She is on Adam's team. Mm-hmm. Adam took her. So like, why, when she came out like, rah, why is it that he came out strumming his guitar in what Steph calls his formation hat? And it was a
the wannabe formation hat. Like,
cowboy hat. A little more flared out.
Yep. I agree with you. I feel like it is biased. Like each coach is looking for a different wow factor. Obviously, you get like the two country-esque people that are like, yes, yes, yeehaw. And we were like,
I just was not, like, I'm just not here for, and maybe as singers, like, I'm not a singer, like, clearly, because my talking voice is annoying, but I'm, like,
same.
I'm not a singer, so maybe as singers, they hear a quality or something in his voice that there's something else there that we, the untrained ear, can't hear. Although, I was in choir from second grade to ninth grade, so 7 years of choir, I feel like I could hear some, like, tones, and I feel like he didn't have a lot.
I know a little bit of soprano, so, yeah.
We'll see. I do, like, hope for the show, like, he does...
get better.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's the point of the coaches.
Well, Blake, room for growth.
Yeah, and Blake is... I don't like how... It kind of it's irritating because they're all musicians, but how as soon as someone's country, they look at Blake down the thing like, you're gonna press the button. You're gonna, like, they're just looking down the panel. You're gonna press it, right? Like, right. Yeah, okay, all right. So we shouldn't even bother. It's almost like as soon as someone hears a country singer, they just give it to Blake automatically, which is kind of whack.
See, no, I have to be honest. I feel the same way because I'm like, Blake, that's you. But when I watched this season, you know, Kelly Clarkson was like, you know, I know country too. And I mean, she had a point. Like, she knows country. You know, her husband knows country. She has a background as well. So I feel like it is fair to open that up to all the judges and not just Blake, because I was that way too. But I mean, he might know a little bit more than the other judges, but they all know what they're talking about.
So, okay.
I think it's political, though. Like, they're thinking down the line, like, who can plug me after if I don't succeed, which is smart. I mean, you want to go with the people who have the most plug in your specific genre.
Longevity.
Obviously. But then, that's why Kelly was like, remember, my husband manages one of the biggest country stars.
She pulled that out.
She's like, just to let you know, and I went turkey hunting.
But I didn't kill it.
But I couldn't kill any of them.
Yeah.
So Team Blake is pretty has one unexpected person in Mercedes, and I definitely just expected anyone country to go to him. I was actually surprised that he didn't get Moss. So for Team Adam, we have Moss. I don't have any words next to Moss's name except no Ed Sheeran.
For Team Adam.
For Team Adam, I thought that when I saw Moss, I was like, oh, I think he's going to go Team Blake. You know, like, the look, he's definitely, like, country, I love nature, and my hair is long.
He gives me the Justin Bieber feel, you know, like, young girls are going to gravitate towards him, you know?
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, I think the young, like, young girls are gonna have some, like, Hawaiian fever for, like, white Hawaiian fever for him. Yeah. The very whiteified Hawaiian
fever.
He gave
me that vibe.
But he is good. I just, he's not, like, his range wasn't that crazy, but his normal singing voice is, he has a really nice tone. I don't know, like, I feel like he wasn't wow, like, factor for
me. You thought he was kind of just mediocre, and maybe, because you have to understand, like, granted, yes, this is a reality show and it's a reality competition rather, but it's heavily produced, because prior to us even seeing the blind auditions, these people have auditioned and gone through cycles of this. You know, this is they're getting in front of the judges for the first time to be selected possibly to be on a team or not, but they've been through production, and people who are in production knows what is going to sell and what's going to be appealing too. So I kind of wonder to myself sometimes, like, dude, is there a nudge in certain directions for people to hit the button? Because if you want to say those things about Moss, like, you know, there was a nice tone, but no range. All those things are applicable to Sam Hastings. Remember Sam with the guitar?
Yes. Totally.
And his brother was strumming along with the air guitar, and his other brother was singing the words.
I do think his performance was a little bit stronger. Which
performance was stronger?
Moss.
Okay.
But I think Sam Hastings could have more potential, actually. I just don't think that he gave... I hear what the judges were saying for Sam Hastings. But I do think Moss has a sellable thing, and that's important in the industry, if not almost more important nowadays. Yeah, unfortunately, but that's just money. How it is. Like, people want who people are going to buy. Like, we know in the hosting industry, it's the same thing. Like, it's like who looks like what they want for this genre.
That's a good moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to fill up those seats? Who's going to buy those CDs? Mm-hmm. Who's going to stream that music and pay for it? Who's going to buy the autographs and all that?
It's all strategized.
I get it, but the voice and like competitions like The Voice and American Idol are supposed to be for your everyday person to become a superstar. Like, think about it. Without this type of reality show competition, the two judges that are on The Voice wouldn't even be on The Voice at all. So, and we know what the glow up is real for J-Hood and for Kelly Clarkson both. So we saw that, like, this competition is for, like, your everyday person. So when I see that, it is a bit annoying as a viewer, or just as, like, you know, a red-blooded American who just wants everything to be fair for everybody.
Yeah.
That it seems like it's kind of produced in a certain way that lends itself, that we already have favorites. Look, we already have favorites going into it, and not just kind of like it's like, here's your favorites, guys. Not like, here's your favorites that you picked, but here are your favorites, guys.
I also think, too, it plays into, like, you don't want to just have... I mean, we want to see good, talented people, but sometimes you have to give the reason we want to see. So it can't be all good sometimes. We have to see some of the, you know, not so good, you know, kind of okay, because it gives us, you know, like, oh, okay, we got, you got potential. Or it gives us something to look forward to, you know? Mm-hmm. So it can all be just peaches and cream all the time. And I feel like that's kind of a tactic as well that they try to use.
So that's where with the people that we saw, like, what's her name? Let me find it. Ayana?
Ayana.
So, well, good for Ayana that she's going to be on the comeback stage is what they're having mm-hmm. this year. So they never had that before. So I don't exactly know how that plays. And if you know, if you're like a crazy, super nuts fan for The Voice, which is a great thing. And you know, please put it in the comment section, because I don't what the comeback stage is like. When is she coming back? At what point in the competition could she be re-interjected? Like, how does that happen?
And notice that, you know, I noticed that they brought her back for the comeback, but not Sam Hastings. So I don't. Yeah, we all just have to wait.
Everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah,
so. But you know what, Steph? Can you tell them what is for everybody though?
Yes, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. You can turn those off, so hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. You guys rock.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
You guys do rock. So while we're on Team Adam, my personal fave for tonight is Radha. So she came, first off, she had everything. And in this type of competition, there's multiple components to getting my vote. One,
let's
yes.
Hear mm-hmm. Let's hear him,
sis. One
Tell
is
us.
Obviously,
Tell us.
One is obviously talent. Okay, one is obviously voice. Talent. Not everybody has, not. One is obviously undeniable talent. How about that? Undeniable talent. Like a great background story. Mm-hmm. And then to see their growth. So with her, first off, she came out on the stage, boom, put her foot in it. And then her background story was amazing. I was sitting there with Steph and I was like, she's like a Pacific Islander Selena, like, because her dad was in a singing group before and singing was his passion. And then that's something he passed along to her. And one of the first things that she did was a competition. I was like, oh, those are very like aligned, you know, like stories, like background stories. And when she was sitting there with her family, I was tearing up when she was like, I don't need anybody else. Like, there's no other support outside of this that I need. If I have their support, I have everything. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, before she even sang, I was like, I already love you. And then she came out and I was like, oh my gosh. Really?
Sis made me go, like, I took the headphones off. Like,
okay, Rob, we're here for you.
Yeah, she blew my mind as soon as she hit the stage, okay? And she kept it going throughout the whole time. So, and I feel like they say, like, you know, it's good to come out hard, but you have to stay that way. And she stayed that way the entire time. And I was like, sis, you didn't come to play. You got our attention. We're here for it. Where's the popcorn? Like,
yes.
You had me hooked from the beginning, so.
I'm on that train, you guys. I'm obsessed with you, Radha. I'm obsessed. Like, she is so, like, just fire. Like, she just is.
Gorgeous.
Pretty too, yeah. And the way she came on, like, so, so strong. And like you were saying, like, kept that energy. She kept that same energy throughout the whole thing. And it was like, I cannot wait to see her. Because I feel like looking at her, I was like, she's a star. Like, I think there's no one out there that looks like her that can sing like that right now that I know of. And I just can't wait to see what she does with it. But when you got a chance, I just looked up the comeback stage.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Wait. Okay, but really fast, I'm going to ask you about that right after this. Because remember, like, in this with Radha, there was this moment where Adam blocked Jennifer. I was like, first I saw him press the button, and I was like, well, maybe it's just, like, my eyes are deceiving me, and, like, he's just moving his hand from the main button to these white buttons at the bottom. And then Jennifer turned around, blocked.
Kelly was too, right?
He blocked both of them. Yeah. But Kelly didn't try to you know, select Radha. So when Jennifer, I was like, I want her to be Team Jennifer so bad. But then it was like between Adam and Blake, like that was a smart ass move, Adam. Because if it's between you and Blake with her voice, she has to go. It's like an obvious thing to her.
Yeah, and just being in the pop industry, and because she would have picked Jennifer, and she said it.
She said it. Yeah, he asked her. But I mean, I feel like she's still, you know, in good hands. But yeah.
So this comeback stage.
Yeah. Okay, so six artists who did not get their chairs turned for them will be able to be coached by what we're calling a fifth coach digitally. This is from the producer of the show. It will be a digital series, and then they will be able to rejoin the show in the live episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I know that there people are kind of concerned about, like, how they'll get into it, but I think it's during the knockout rounds and the battle rounds that they'll be able to join in. Whoa. So, yeah.
And that's a very end, not nothing soon.
In a few weeks, I'm pretty sure.
So we'll see. I guess one will be selected each week, and we'll see them back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes more sense, because I was like, what happened to Sam, you know? But
yeah.
Well, I don't know if Sam got pinned.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sam.
Yeah, so that's spicy.
Well, yeah, because that can really throw off the entire competition for someone who might think they have it on lock. They're kind of stealing this little idea kind of from The Four.
I was like, that sounds familiar, actually. But, I mean, but that's what makes it spicy, you know? I didn't know they had a block button or he was able to block somebody, but that makes it spicy because, yeah. I think it's pretty cool. Pretty neat.
I'm here for that. I'm interested to see how that plays out later on because they've never done this before. And sometimes when you do different things at reality shows that are already set and established, sometimes it works and sometimes it just, like, doesn't work.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm glad it was created for some, like, for people like Ayana because I am, like, totally rooting for her.
Yes. I felt so bad when her daughter started crying.
Yes.
I felt so bad when her daughter started crying because I think her daughter is at an old enough age to watch her background story and could interpret that, like, my mom chose me over her singing career and this is a shot that she has and then she didn't get it. Like, and feeling, like, some type of guilt for that. Because kids, like, rationalize things like that sometimes, even though clearly it's not her fault. There's nothing that she did to become here except for, you know, like, be an egg just who got fertilized. Like, that was all.
But it also, it showed that her daughter was like, you know, Mom, they're going to call you back. And they called her back. So her daughter was her biggest cheerleader. So although it was a very sad moment, her daughter was, she was sad, but she's her biggest fan. And, you know, she spoke into existence. You know, her mom came back.
So
and
cute with her glasses. Yes.
You're talking about your glasses.
No, I'm just saying it's so cute. Like, and I'm blind, so I'm gonna have like a blind little baby with glasses.
It'll be real cute. God, it'll be babies with glasses.
But those are stylish. I mean, I don't want my baby to wear a glass, but like my baby, like maybe like 5 or 6. Like, I don't want you to be like I would be feel terrible if you couldn't see at birth.
But they're so cute.
Is that a thing?
They are. Yeah, babies wear glasses.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It is, and it is really cute. Like, honestly,
usually it's corrective.
Yeah. I would probably put, like, a bow tie on my son and my baby if they wear glasses. Like, something real cute with it, you know? Forget
just
it.
Get make it stylish.
Another day, another conversation. So, let's move on to Miss Kelly Clarkson, who is the pioneer of winning this type of show. Like, she is the OG. I don't know, the OG. The triple OG. Because there's been a couple more shows after American Idol, so she's a triple OG.
She was clowning this episode. It was the first last episode. She was so funny, though. She was kept getting up on her seat. But I do that, too, when I get excited. I, like, get up, and I, like... But Jennifer kept being like, sit down, girl. Sit down.
Adam was pretty funny, too. He was trying to coach everybody. I thought that was really funny.
I was laughing at her with the jackets. I was like, okay. I was like, that's cheesy and really cool at the same time.
Felicia wanted one.
I do kind of want one because it's shiny.
So, but wait, did everyone that not get one, though?
Everyone who's on Team Kelly got one. So, Sarah Grace got one. Okay, so, we saw Sarah Grace was a surprise for me. Actually, can we, like, let's talk about Mikkel first, because I'm gonna come back to Sarah, because I'm gonna come back to Sarah. Mikkel, okay, so first off, I was like, you have a super black name.
Mikkel Bucks.
When he said that, I was like, you're black in your family. Like,
that's yeah.
But a veteran,
Really cool story. Amazing, really sad.
About his. See, I didn't know, and that's what I like about this show too. Sometimes they, when they go into people's lives, you learn things that you'd never known. Like when he said 22 veterans, they commit suicide every day.
Yes.
I was like, that's crazy. And I love the fact that he brought up, you know, like the whole like NFL boycott, the kneeling for the flag thing. He's like, you guys are arguing over who's kneeling for a flag or what a politician. Like, I don't care about who's kneeling or what a politician has to say. He was like, I want there to be a real problem solved if you really care about veterans. And I was like, damn, that's right.
Yeah, because it was like the whole thing with people burning Nike gear. I'm like, why don't you donate that to all of the millions or hundreds of thousands of homeless vets?
Yeah. But not even that. What does that do for you?
It's just idiotic.
They already got your money. I'm sorry.
Literally. Did you see Nike socks? What? They like tripled.
Actually, they went up. Shut up.
Yeah, so, thanks. So thank you.
Thank yeah.
I'm kind of mad at myself because when they announced that thing with Cap, I'm like, I should have bought some stock. I did. He's smart, girl.
Yeah, I got three new pairs.
What?
No, I mean like stock in Nike.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got stock for my feet, so it's cool.
your shoe stock. I got you. I'm not even mad at that, though.
Wait, that works too.
So you were like, this is the, when Steph didn't want to be specific, but that's the tears that she was talking about. His daughter was like blinking so hard, and she was trying to get every little bit of tears out her ducats.
Well, like, I hate to talk about the kids, but
so she was like blinking so hard that I was like, girl, like, ow, my eyeballs are hurting for you. And I get it that, I mean, but maybe they told them to react emotionally. I don't know.
No, that was, because
you know natural from like, okay, sis, let it go. No.
She was like curling her lips all up. I was like, that is really cute that you came through with them fake tears for your daddy, because you know that his storyline is really important. But I'm serious. Undeniable talent. Great background story. Growth throughout the season.
That's a country singer I can back.
Yeah. He was amazing.
He was good.
Same thing. Hesitation to turn around for him. Like, what?
They were playing games, though. They wanted to see who could outlast each. Like, they wanted to make the other person think they weren't going to turn. Like,
they were playing chicken.
Good. Yeah.
But now they know they can't play chicken.
Yeah, that backfired on Blake, and he's on Team Kelly, which I'm excited to see what's going on. I mean, I'm not even a big country, like, I mean, surprise. I'm not, like, a big country fan, but when someone's a talented singer, they're a talented singer.
Definitely.
So Sarah Grace, really quick, she was on there, and I was like, wow, okay. I was like, I said, okay, she's going to sing pop. Were you guys surprised at her genre choice?
Yeah.
I was, but her voice, I was surprised at that even more.
So she has synthenesia, I believe it's how it's pronounced, where your senses are mixed, so she can see sounds. Or when she hears sounds, she sees colors, which is really cool. That's what I think Kanye West has, and I think Travis Scott, like, different producers sometimes say that they have that. Mm-hmm. But so I was, I know, like,
I didn't say anything.
Old Kanye. I saw a sign that said, missing Kanye today. Anyways, so obviously I was like, okay, you have to be talented if you're about to say you have some synthesia.
Yeah.
Like, and she was. Yeah. She was really good.
I mean, if you see colors with your voice, I feel like that's already like, oh, what's she finna show us? Like, so yeah, like you said, I was like, okay, yeah, she's gonna blow us away. Because that's different, you know? You don't really hear that a lot.
I think it was interesting that they started with her and that they ended with the Kennedy Holmes, because we have to talk about Kennedy Holmes and fit her in, because she is like, they made her the star. Like, it was literally, she was a star. She was the closer. She was the headliner. And they knew it from the beginning of the, you know, that they were going to do this. Because, I mean, like, I'm speechless. First off, when I saw her, she's a very tall girl, so I didn't think that she was 13 years old. But when then I heard her, and I was like, she surely does not sound 13. You know, Sierra pointed out, she was the only person to get all four chairs around.
Let me just tell you, my wig was like, not on my head, okay? I was like, Kennedy, girl, I need some glue.
Get some boho.
What a Kindle, yeah. Hey, they saved the best for last, because we needed our wig for the rest of the show. So you took it at the end, and I was like, Yeah. To be 13, and, you know, she didn't even sound like, her singing doesn't sound like that, but even just her talking, I was like, she's not 13, but she has so much soul, so much power in her voice, and, like, she has so much confidence to be 13. Her stage presence, her everything was just like, this is a 13-year-old that's about to come and take over the competition, and, you know, the judges think that, but, you know, it's a prediction.
I think that, too. Last season, the youngest of the pack is who won mm-hmm. with Kelly, oh, yeah. So... why not be her? And also, her background story lends itself to knowing why she has such confidence to sing the way she does. She's super talented. She's, mm-hmm. like, in all these sports and everything. That, and then she has a loving super family loving. And a super loving father.
Yeah, he was so sweet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just to hear them talk about her.
And she's, a dual sport athlete. Like, she's just a powerhouse. Like, when I saw her, I was like... Even, I bet you she could act too. And I bet you something like Freeform, probably seeing her and it's like, yes. Her.
Yeah.
Yes. Cause she's just a talent.
And having that motivation, cause she did say like she was shy at one point, but her mom would set her up to be like, you know, I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And she would just go. So, you know, having that, like y'all said, her family having that push, that drive, it breaks her shell. And we see that the shell has broken.
Mm-hmm. And we even have a clip of her singing with Jennifer Hudson, who one of her biggest or her first stage performances was singing "I'm Changing" by Jennifer Hudson. So mm-hmm. I think we have the clip.
Yes,
here.
This was our favorite moment.
Favorite moment. Chills.
Wow.
It sounds like they've done this before.
It sounds, yes.
Like, they practiced this already.
It gave me so many chills.
So many.
So this is our highlight of the night Steph picked out for us. Like, this is definitely the highlight of the show.
Yeah, look at all the coaches are equally supportive. They know they just witnessed, like...
greatness.
A superstar in the making.
Yes.
Literally.
And I feel like we know we watched it, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're here talking about it because that was just a good moment for me. That was our favorite moment of the show. So,
oh my goodness, I almost forgot about my other fave.
Jennifer Hudson's team is stacked.
Jennifer, already knew she took a break. Say I'm coming right back.
You could tell by the way she listens. Like she's like, I'm going for kills. Literally. Like she's like so serious about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was her hesitation with Diana because she was like, yeah. I love your voice, but I was waiting for you to, because mm-hmm. she's like, I'm only going to have trained to go killers on my team. So if you got to train to go killer, then I'm not going to be on there. So
she wait for the runs.
Yeah. Speaking of, look, Patrick Fortson. Hey. Does he not? I don't want to say like Ruben Studdard vibes,
but Ruben
Studdard with way more swag and a higher range. Mm-hmm. Like his high notes are like everything. Like first, you know, somebody could sing when they come out the gate singing soft. You know, they could sing when they come out. Like he came out all calm. So I said, oh, he about to tear it up. And I feel like he could. What he did on stage, like. It's just a snippet of what he's capable of doing.
Definitely.
I totally agree.
How you feeling about his style?
Love.
You know, he tried to clown Adam. You know, he was like, he was like, I can style you too if the singing don't work out. I'm like, okay, well, you do it all. Okay, two snaps for you. Styling and singing. But I mean, I feel like it goes, like you said, it's edgy. It's different. I feel like it's him. So, when it fits you, it fits you.
I don't know about that. What is the key for? What does this key unlock? I hope it's the game.
The Superman, he said he's the Clark Kent of music.
Yeah, he sells insurance during the day, and which is a great job.
Yeah.
Puts food on the table. I understand that. But people like that, like I said, like background story is so important. I really hope that he makes it even outside of The Voice, even mm-hmm. if he doesn't end up winning The Voice, it makes it because we know what it's like to have a 9-to-5 job and then to come and hustle for, like, what you are actually passionate about. And to be doing that for 15 years of your life, like, it's just, I always tell my brother, like my mom, when I talk to my family, it's just a matter of time when you have a goal. It's just a matter of time. And I feel like Bro waited long enough. And he was, what do you say? He was one of the youngest gospel recording artists, like ever. He had already had that taste of that, and he should get it back.
Totally.
And although, you know, he is a good gospel, I feel like he can do a little R&B. You know, I feel like he can do spice, do some, you know, stuff in there. So we just have to see what he's about.
Claims of Justin killing it. Like, oh my goodness. I'm excited. I'm excited to see, like, what he's going to do. I think that Team Jennifer is, like, the team to beat, even though Kelly got those cool-ass jackets.
Hey.
I think.
But the voices matter the most.
But the voice is what matters the most. Yes. And with Patrick and with Kennedy, that's I'm looking forward to the live battle, because I feel like Patrick is somebody who has the sass and his attitude. Because, like, you can have the vocals, but in a live battle, like singing about, like, you don't have, like, the sass behind it. You don't have the attitude, or, like, you're not gonna be able to do that.
Truth Hurts in the chat right now said, really underwhelmed by second day auditions. First day was solid. I agree.
Dang. I mean, well, I understand where you're coming from. And thanks for commenting in the live chat. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, if you're not watching us on YouTube, please be sure to give us 5 stars, because 4 stars is just not enough.
So you're right.
4 stars is not enough.
You're right.
So really quickly, we're going to move into a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So you guys, sorry if we're like, because it's late on the West Coast, y'all. I'm just trying to let, just want to, disclaimer. I should have probably started with that, but I'm here with it now. So news and gossip. We were talking about this a little bit at the table, but Kelly Clarkson just got greenlighted for her own daytime talk show.
Yes.
So
that's cool.
This is going to be nationally syndicated. The tea with this, though, is that she will be replacing Steve Harvey in almost every major market in the country. So replacing him in Philly, Los Angeles, D.C.
Wait.
She's,
Kelly. And apparently, Ellen. DeGeneres and apparently her too. That's what I read.
That she's what?
Apparently Ellen as well.
I don't know. But
no, she's replacing Steve.
Oh. Wait, I thought Steve Harvey's show has like very good ratings.
Steve Harvey's show is, I don't know, and I don't really want to talk about Steve Harvey, but the tea is that Kelly Clarkson is going to be replacing Steve Harvey's Steve show in like about 13 major cities across the country. So, but he will still, his show is still going on. It will still be airing. It just, you'll just more likely see Kelly than Steve. So maybe this is a exit towards the end. Sorry, Steve. It was a great show. I didn't want it to end. I thought it was doing really well too, but I mean, apparently she's had this Kelly show for a little bit, and now it's being, you know, taken to the next level, syndicated. So I don't really even know what Kelly Clarkson's show would be about, just because she kind of touches on a lot of different things, like music. She's a mom. Like, she's like
family.
Yeah, fun. Businesswoman. Like, what kind of, maybe it'll be a mix of those things. I'm thinking it's going to probably be like something similar to like maybe like a Rachel Ray or something like that. Actually, I feel like Kelly Clarkson and Rachel Ray look a lot alike.
Wow. Actually, I love Rachel.
I do love Rachel Ray, but they kind of look alike, no? Like, if he was... like, if the lights were dimmed, and you'd be like, Kelly Rachel.
The cheeks.
Yes.
I see what you mean.
Like, the
in
hair.
This area.
The bubbly attitude.
Yeah, in this area, yeah, I see what you mean.
So she'll be replacing Steve, which is kind of like...
Trying to be a triple threat.
But hey, listen, and I'm not mad at that. So if you guys want to see the tea, all you have to do is just really Google it, because it's up there.
It's all, yeah.
So let's get into some predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I say this every show that I'm on, and I will say this on every show that I'm going to be on. This, that music is creepy, and it scares me a little bit. And
Well, that just nips it in the bud.
I just wanted to just let you guys know as a panel how I feel. Just to keep it open, it transparent.
Right. I mean, if I'm keeping it open, I cannot stop staring at your eyebrows. They are perfect right now.
Oh, thanks. No, this hair. Thank you.
Like, you guys appreciate need to zoom in on your YouTube screen right now.
Zooming on my on her. Shout out Giselle Soto. Keep my eyebrows all fleek. Appreciate you, Giselle. What do we think is going to happen next week with our teams?
Ooh, you know, I honestly, you know, I really want to see more heat. I really do want to see more heat for Blake's team. You know, like I said, you know, we've seen that Jennifer, you know, she got some competition. Kelly as well. But I really want Blake to, you know, get some more. And honestly, I want Adam to stop being so picky. So I really hope that we see, you know, he just gravitates. And I predict that he
does. Hopefully. He give you a kind of like, I've been here before, done that kind of vibe. Yeah. I'm just chilling here in my yoga pants. He used to get really dressed up for the show. And he used to like kind of, now he's kind of just like, his foot's up on the thing. He's like chilling in his sweatpants with two chains on.
Yeah, wow. Y'all come notice the chains.
Kelly and Adam, I don't know what happened with those.
The accessories on that particular side of the...
You said it best. It was like, he got on the track with Cardi B and now he's rocking chains. Oh. Like,
he got inspired.
But I will say, Adam is providing a lot of comedic relief, and I think he will continue to do so, and I hope he does, because he actually had me laughing, like, a lot throughout this episode, last night's episode in particular. And I agree. I feel like, I just want Jennifer, I want her to win this one, because Kelly won last year, and I feel like I'm all about the women.
Women empowerment.
The future is female. Or the present is female, really.
Around the world.
Girls, I would like to see maybe a little bit more seriousness. Like, sometimes with the judges and their bickering, like, it kind of, like, not to say, it's annoying. Kelly Clarkson got on my nerves tonight. Okay, I'm sorry. There it is. No. I couldn't hold it in no more. I only had 5 minutes to hold it in, but I was going to burst. And she just, and I kind of just hope that we could see less of that.
That's what
and
makes more, it funny.
Nothing forced is ever good. Name anything and then think about forcing it. It's never good. And she just, like, really tried to force, like, some laughs or comedy on us. And I was like, and them jackets. But the jackets are cool. But points for the jackets. But hopefully, like, some more. I want to hear. I know it's a show supposed to be entertaining, but I feel like I wanted to hear, like, more. I'm interested in getting into more critiques of the performance. Like, hearing more about what they have to say about people as opposed to just, you know, fooling around and
but
you know,
we will get I think we will me. Get that more like once the selection process is over.
Yeah.
I feel you. I understand.
If it's funny, then it's funny. But if it's not, then you just have to let the moment pass. Like not every moment is for a laugh. And sometimes you miss the moment and you know, that's okay. Even if it really is a laugh, you can let it go. We let someone else get that laugh in. Right?
Yeah.
I'm done with Felicia.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're like, we thought it was funny. She's like, no.
It just let me tell you about humor.
It just didn't
move humor,
me.
Okay?
It just didn't move me. But Kelly Clarkson fans, I'm sure they probably like love that energy. And maybe I will feel differently if I were to watch her show and see how her energy is there. You know what? I'm just going to wrap up this episode here because there's nothing else positive that I'm going to be able to say if I keep talking. I want to thank you guys so much for watching this after show. As always, I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sierra Brene.
And we'll be on at 9 p.m. next week.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm Steph Sabrah. Yes, tune in. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabrah.
Well, thank you so much for watching again, and we'll see you guys next week at 9 o'clock.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.